Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Caesar, spelled C-E-S-A-R. Last name is B-O-G-A-R-I-N. His address is 2050 D-I-V-I-S-A-D-E-R-O, Avenue number 38, Corning, California, 96021, phone 630-680-8574. ID is XXXXX-1394. Date of birth is December 23rd, 1977. This is a married mechanical molder feeder. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Corning. It is addressed to 2nd. Dr. Scott A. R. O. N. S. D. C. Below that is to say Aarons, A-R-O-N-S, Chiropractic Incorporated, 2050 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-527-0121. Fax is 530-527-0179. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with persistent symptoms of left leg lateral hip aesthesia, subparagraph, previous findings of degenerative lumbar discogenic disease at lower lumbar levels, subparagraph, clinical symptom findings consistent with neuralgia paresthetica. Dear Dr. Aarons and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Caesar Bugarin for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Caesar has mapped out the location of the pain on his left anterior and lateral thigh, which clearly fits the picture of a lateral femoral cutaneous nerve hypesthesia. Subparagraph. He reports that his symptoms are increased when sitting for a period of time or when ambulating sometimes for a period of time, which is sometimes problematic. New paragraph. Previous evaluation with lumbar imaging demonstrated lower lumbar degenerative disease. At L5-S1 with a 3-millimeter concentric disc ossified complex to the left, producing left lateral recess stenosis and severe left neuroforaminal stenosis greater than right, and displacement of the exiting left L5 nerve. At L4-5, there was minor foraminal stenosis on the right. At L3-4, there was no central canal, lateral recess, or neuroforaminal stenosis. No other unusual findings were identified. New paragraph. Caesar reports that he has had invasive pain management with two spinal injections several months ago, which improved and reduced his back pain and some of the parasthetic type of symptoms that he experienced. New paragraph. Over this period of time since presentation several months ago, there has been a slow but progressive improvement in his lateral femoral cutaneous nerve patch symptoms, becoming less achy, but occasionally still demonstrating some pain when he stands for a period of time or sits. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and his findings, he has two problems. Subparagraph number one, he has the clinical features consistent with a lumbar radiculopathy at L5S1 due to the L5 nerve impingement, which has been treated symptomatically. New paragraph, at this time, he denies having any motor weakness in the lower extremities. New paragraph, he has the clinical manifestations of left moralgia paresthetica, which can be a consequence of compression of the femoral cutaneous nerve in the abdominal cavity under the inguinal ligament or subcutaneous tissue of the thigh. New paragraph. In consideration for further evaluation and treatment, I am ordering MR imaging of the pelvis on the left to see to exclude other potential etiologies involving the sacral plexus or the inguinal canal. New paragraph. I explained all of this to Caesar today regarding his presentation and clinical symptoms, indicating to him that this is a relatively benign finding that usually does not progress and improves spontaneously, slowly, over a period of time. New paragraph. He has been undergoing chiropractic therapy that has been beneficial to some extent in reducing some of his symptoms. How long that this will continue to be beneficial is uncertain. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with the imaging results with further recommendations, and then sign, and in that situation, consider electrodiagnostic testing. Subparagraph. Electrodiagnostic testing for findings of moralgia paresthetica is not necessarily considered to be important. Electrodiagnostic testing might be important for other reasons other than this presentation. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when you return. Sign respectfully with my professional signature.